It's the 1st of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The destruction of a war memorial over the weekend has caused upset in a Bedfordshire village. The incident occurred last Saturday morning around 3 a.m. when three or four individuals were seen on CCTV fleeing a stolen vehicle in Morden after colliding with the monument. The granite epitaph, completed in 1920, contained the names of soldiers from the area who sacrificed their lives during the First World War. Fallen World War II officers were later added for a total of 36 names. A spokesperson for Morden Parish Council said their insurance company had been contacted and the damage was being assessed by a stonemason. Bedfordshire Police are appealing for witnesses. Kempston Rovers goalkeeper Jack Marshall is recovering at an area hospital after collapsing on the field in a match against Hadley, having suffered a cardiac arrest. The game was abandoned following the incident. The 20-year-old Marshall is currently in a stable condition. Richard Fuller, the MP for North East Bedfordshire, recently addressed the House of Commons about speeding up a government proposal for the Universal Studio theme park and resort. Specifically, the request was being made to Lucy Fraser, the Secretary for Culture, Media and Sport, who said she was working closely with the Treasury to reach a decision by the summer. Under the arrangement, any planning determinations would bypass both Bedford Borough Council and Central Bedfordshire Council and be made mostly by the government. The Real Bedford Women's Football Club has clinched the Premier Division title of the Eastern Region Women's Football League. They defeated Luton Town 3-2 at McMullen Park. Next up, the ladies will be playing AFC Dunstable on the 8th of May for the County Cup Final. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.